Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Back with you at El Rosa Saints Baseball Field. We make our way to the third inning in the bottom part of the lineup for Watkins. It'll be their number nine hitter, Gavin Mathias. And then we head to the top of the order, Kevin Kramer and Lincoln Hogan.
Gavin hitting 250 so far in the tournament.
Had himself a home run on Sunday.
Yes, he did. 1-12.
Left-hander squids it back up the middle. Marquardt at short. Up with it across the diamond. 6-3 and a putout. Nice throw by Brian Marquardt.
But also by Gavin down the line there. He made that very close.
One down and to the top. And Kevin Kramer. Kevin Kramer, right-handed hitter in the box. And the pitch to Kevin, a strike called and 0-1. Balls, one strike. And Kramer gives the Watkins Clippers a 1-0 lead as he puts it in the pine tree down the left field line. Home run.
Just looking at my sheet here, and I heard the crack of the bat, and I didn't see it. Wow.
A no-doubter, a solo home run by Kevin Kramer, his second of the tournament, and 1-0 Clippers. The Rosa Lumber Company also has, besides the radar gun, they have a tape measure, and 343 feet on that El Rosa Lumber Company tape measure. You can only get them. Gumby has those tape measures. They're on sale. Get them Monday. At the plate, Lincoln Hogan. And the first pitch is strike, and now a ball, and 1-1 the count to Hogan. Lincoln in his first at-bat struck out. And the pitch from Wallner's high in the count, 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Pitch low for a ball. And 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Wallner ready. And Hogan will take a strike called in 3-2. On deck, it's Matt Geislinger. Wallner kicks and delivers, and a little bit low, ball four, and Hogan will walk.
Nice pitch on the outside corner, just a little bit low. Almost looked like it could have been strike three. Could have been called either way, I think.
See the stars out here at El Rosa Baseball Field as it cleared off tonight.
That's a bright one out there.
Yeah,
the south, isn't there?
Is it the South Star?
It's the South Star.
The South Star, yeah. What star is that? Matt Geislinger takes a strike called at 0-1.
One of many.
One of many. Hogan leads from first with one out, one run in. Here in the third, pitch to Geislinger, inside a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Wallner glancing back to first, and his pitch to Geislinger. That's a ball, and 2-1. You know, with all of this fantasy football draft coming up, if you had to do fantasy baseball draft, let's take the pitchers out of the equation, because I think pitchers would go high in the draft as Geislinger swings and misses, strike two. What position would you draft after a pitcher?
Shortstop.
You drop shortstop?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Well, I'm just wondering. That's interesting. You know, if there's a good catcher out there, I might grab a catcher, though, too. As Geislinger fouls it back and out of play, and the count 2-2 yet.
I'm partial to shortstop.
You like shortstop,
yes.
Okay.
That's, to me, it's catchers. Yeah, you're right, catcher. You're really in the game. And catcher, you're always in the game. Shortstop, you're in the game a lot. And Middle infield, I like it.
Geislinger gets a rung up on strikes, and he's the second out here in the third. Brendan Aston will grab a bat, and he steps into the box with Hogan at first and two outs. Zach Wallner delivers high for a ball and 1-0. 1-0, Watkins has grabbed the lead here in the third inning, a solo home run by Kevin Kramer.
I don't know if I'd draft the third baseman. They get paid a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, third basemen do get a lot of money, right? 1-0 the count to Ashton, and now 2-0. That pitch outside. Two balls, no strikes. Wallner's pitch, and Ashton will foul that to the backstop. Boy, he had a cut on 2-0.
Yes, he did.
Heath Kramer on deck for the Clippers. Again, if you were wondering about state tournament next weekend, we plan on covering every team on a Region 15C, so all of the games that these four qualifiers play will be covered on KASM Radio. Foul back and out of play by Brendan Ashton, and the count at 2-2 yet. Another job for Leo's Autobody in Glass and beautiful downtown Farming. Not only does he have to worry about deer hits tonight, it's baseballs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. 2-2, and another. Ooh, that's in my direction.
He's missing mine so far.
Yeah. I've got to know Leo pretty good over the years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And some windshield.
Oh, I thought maybe you're kind of reckless.
2-2 the count to Ashton, and he squibs it foul at the plate. Count stays 2-2. You know, everybody wonders, why do you live in Minnesota? Well, it's the theater of seasons. Look, at we pretty much have two different seasons right now from this afternoon and tonight, don't we?
Just wait a couple hours.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah, it'll be 51 in the morning. You can see your breath probably.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Ashton lines it to left field. Looking up, it's gone. Right into that same tree that Kramer just trimmed. Brendan Ashton hits a two-run homer, and the Clippers lead 3-0.
Wow, he got all of that one, didn't he? The line shot into the evergreen trees in left field, like you said, right in the same spot.
Lincoln Hogan scores in front of Brendan Ashton, and 3-0 Watkins here in the third. I was a lumber company tape measure, 341.
342? 341.
Yep. That was just was a foot lower in that tree. As Heath Kramer swings and misses a strike one. I can hardly wait to see Gumby's look on Monday when they come in asking for those tape measures. That will be priceless.
Ashton's second home run of the tournament also. So.
Yes, it was.
See, Heath Kramer pitched a little bit last week against Lake Henry, wasn't it?
It was. Count 0-2 to Heath.
Struggled a little bit in that game, but I can't fault him for all works on that because it was raining. Baseballs were a little wet.
They were.
It was a little treacherous.
Ball back and out of play to count 0-2 yet to Heath Kramer. Here's the pitch, and Kramer laces it into left field. That's a solid base hit. Tibbetts will pick it up. And the Clippers got their hitting shoes on here in the third.
Boy, second time through the lineup here. You're getting to Zach Wallner a little bit. And I don't know if his fastball is quite as effective as it was the first time through, is it?
Probably not, and they've seen him an inning now. So that is the fourth hit of the night, for Watkins. They had a hit back in the first inning, and now three here in the third. And a Block fouls it at the plate. And the count 0-1 to Carter Block. Carter bounds back to the pitcher Wallner in the first, and now Cade Marquardt out to have a word with his right-hander. Just a reminder again, stick around. Our post-game show tonight will name your Albany and Richmond A&W Player of the Game. That player picks up a $10 gift certificate that they can redeem at either Albany or Richmond A&W. Twins were postponed tonight. I'm sure they'll play a doubleheader at some point against Kansas City. I think they got them for the next four games, or three more games. So we might see a few seven-inning doubleheaders. The 0-1 pitch to block, strike two called, and 0-2.
Were they scheduled to play a doubleheader tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think they're scheduled to play Monday against KC yet. Ronald's two strikes. And a shot up the middle. That's a base hit by Carter Block. Nothing going on yet in Kimball's bullpen. Kimball does have a draftee from St. Augusta. And Carson Geislinger set to bat. But before that, Tom Marquardt's going to go out and have a word with Zach Wallner on the mound.
Tommy Friesen, the draftee from St. Augusta.
Marquardt talking with Zach Wallner and Cade Marquardt on the mound. Yeah. 3-0 Watkins. You going to have to put that jacket on?
I'm afraid I have to.
You're being tough, man.
I'm trying to be. I wanted to make sure I get all the heat out of me first.
Okay. All right. All right. Tom Marquardt's had a word with his right-hander, and now Carson Geislinger, the eighth man to bat for Watkins here in the third. At the plate, two on and two out. Pitch to Carson, a little bit low for a ball, and 1-0.
This is probably not the part of the lineup you want to just work to either. Is it the bottom part of the lineup
for
Watkins? Because these young guys on the bottom get some pretty good averages.
They are good contact hitters. Geislinger takes low again, and 2-0.
A couple of young left-handers. Isn't that just a manager's dream to have a couple of young kids coming up that are left-handed sticks?
Yeah, and to... You know, my amateur baseball career, I played with very few left-handed hitters.
You did?
Yeah, yes. Could not find a left-handed hitter on our team oftentimes. Inside to Geislinger on the count, 3-0, and then some of these lineups, like Farming's lineup, for instance, all the left-handers Farming has in their lineup, it's just amazing. 3-0, Geislinger will take a strike called, and 3-1.
I think early in my career when I was younger, I think in one of our lineups one time, I think we had five of them.
Yeah.
In our lineup.
Yeah. Three balls, one strike, two outs, two on. Here in the third, 3-0 Watkins. And Geislinger sends it a long way to right field, but Dingman's there to make the catch for the out, and that'll end the third. Three runs on, four hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We have played 2.5. It's Watkins 3, Kimball nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASN.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening, Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooter's Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
All right, welcome back to El Rosa. We have some runs scored in this ball game, and Matt Geislinger has himself a three-run lead to work with here. 3-0 Watkins, a couple home runs in that third inning for the Clippers. Geislinger will face the 8-9-1 hitters for Kimball, Matt Dingman. We have Brooks Marquardt, and then top of the order, Max Tibbetts. And the first pitch to Matt Dingman is a strike called in 0-1. Austin Rulli is here tonight, just not in that starting lineup, was scratched early on from the lineup. And one ball, one strike, the count to Matt Dingman. Dingman, a right-handed hitter, and a swing and a miss by Dingman's two. I think that's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Pitch to Dingman, low and outside, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
What happened to that bright star?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, now we see it.
2-2 to count as Geislinger delivers, and Dingman swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So, one out, and Matt Geislinger, who had three strikeouts in the first inning, did not have a strikeout last inning, and now gets his fourth strikeout of the ball game here in the third. Ring number 9, hitter Brooks Marquardt to the plate. Brooks had a big two-run homer in the game last Saturday night against St. Martin here at El Rosa.
Have a good tournament, 285.
Out of that number 9 spot. Matt Geislinger, that big high leg kick, his first pitch. Ball outside, 1-0. 1-0 to count. And there's a strike called, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The Geislinger pitch, and a swing and a miss. No, actually, out of strike three. Brooks is out on strikes. Okay. So, quick two strikeouts. And Max Tibbetts to the plate. Max struck out in his first at-bat tonight. Tibbetts looking for his first hit in this tournament. 3-0, Watkins leads here in the bottom of the third. This game tonight, you kind of wonder why they're playing it. It's the two winners, but it puts that winner tonight in the driver's seat for that number one seed.
Yes, it does.
Tibbetts will follow it back and out of play, and the count at 0-2 to Max.
Come out of this region, the number one champion out of here, you get a bye usually that first week in the state tournament also.
You do, so you don't end up playing. And
correct.
Some teams like that week off.
Some don't. It
yep.
Depends upon how you're playing at the time. I think I'd rather keep playing.
Yeah.
Because you get a week. Gives your pitchers a little extra time, but do they stay as sharp?
Yeah, Tibbetts will follow it to the screen to count 0-2. Yep, no balls, two strikes. Yeah, and, you know, the way that the tournament's set up now, it's single elimination in Class C, Don, so
right. You
don't play multiple games until the final weekend. That's going to go foul over our heads by some vehicles behind us.
That's where ours is.
Well, I know a good place for you to go. Lou's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. You got a dent. Catch high for a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
That ball's probably wet when it comes back because there's some water over there.
There is. Tibbetts will take the pitch high and outside, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and swing and a miss. Tibbetts is out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Express in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 3, Watkins 3. Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
El Rosa Lumber Company is under new ownership, but not new to town. Just a crow hop throw away from the El Rosa baseball field, El Rosa Lumber Company continues to work with farmers, building their egg buildings and machine sheds, and homeowners with additions and new homes. El Rosa Lumber has drafting available, offers free estimates, delivery, and carries shingles, siding, windows, hardware products, buyer-built doors, and more. Stop by and say hi to Matt Bauer at El Rosa Lumber Company, your trustworthy store, or call 697-5591. That's 697-5591. Shopping local means that your money stays and supports our small-town communities. But have you ever thought of buying insurance locally? Grove Mutual Insurance Company in Meyer Grove is your local company for farm and home insurance. They are here to serve their customers in their time of need, as well as supporting our local communities. Grove Mutual partners with Grinnell Mutual to offer highly competitive rates along with amazing insurance coverage. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Visit GroveMutual.com for a list of agents or stop by their office in Meyer Grove for a quote. Mention this ad and receive a free deck of cards. Grove Mutual Insurance Company, your local company for home and farm insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reassurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Top of the fourth inning, and Zach Wallner will face the Clippers, and Nolan Geislinger, Gavin Mathias, and then the top of the order, Kevin Kramer. 3-0, Watkins with the lead, and Wallner's pitch to Geislinger, a strike called, and 0-1. Nolan tonight struck out in his first at-bat.
$61 a dozen for baseballs, huh?
$61 dozen. Here's Geislinger ripping a single up the middle for a solid base hit. $61.50 to be precise. Yeah, that's around $5 a baseball.
No wonder they give him a quarter back for a baseball when they get him right.
Yeah, you want them back. Yeah. At the plate, number 9 hitter, Gavin Mathias. Gavin grounded to short in his only at-bat. Scott Marquardt creeping in at third, and the pitch is bunted foul by Mathias in 0-1.
How good a hitter this Nolan's going to be.
Just such a smooth swing, doesn't he?
Beautiful swing for a young man.
Yeah. Yeah. Slapped that ball beautifully up the middle. 0-1 the count to Mathias. He shows bunt again. Now Wallner's going to step off that pitching rubber.
Seems like every tournament we have one guy that's really, really hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last year, I think it was Isaac Nett, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Richmond. Here's the pitch. Mathias will bunt that foul again. And the count at 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Watkins batting here in the top of the fourth inning. They had a 3-run third inning, a couple home runs in that inning. Kevin Kramer with a solo shot, and Brendan Ashton a 2-run homer. The 0-2, and Mathias, ground ball to first. With it is Beyer. He's going to throw to second to get the force out of Nolan Geislinger, and safe at first, not even a throw being made as Mathias.
That was a good move, though, to go to second first, because otherwise I don't think I wouldn't have got Nolan at second, I don't think, would they have?
On if he would have rammed the first? No, because
yeah.
They would have put the tag, they would have had to put the tag on him. I don't think they would have got him.
No. Good move.
Yeah, Adam Beyer had to make a good throw to Marquardt at short, and that stretched Brian Marquardt out pretty good over there covering second.
Yeah, no relay back to first.
One out, and at the plate, Kevin Kramer, who has been swinging a pretty hot bat.
Yeah,
since last Sunday. Kevin tonight, 1-for-2. RBI, run scored. He bats with Mathias at first and one out. And the pitch to Kramer is high and away. And a count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. I think when Randy Schoenberg comes with attendance total tonight, we're going to probably see about 215, something like that done. Fouled back and out of play, and the count 2 balls and a strike. Maybe 216.
Trying to influence me again.
On the mound, Wallner. 2 balls, 1 strike, the count to Kevin Kramer, and Kramer hits a long drive to left field, fading back his Tibbetts, and he'll make the catch. A ways away from that 360 sign, about 350 feet away. So a long fly ball there by Kevin Kramer and the second out.
Cole, is that where he did the last inning? He hit that home run. That's gone by a long shot.
It is, yeah. To the plate, Lincoln Hogan. And the pitch to Lincoln. Here's a ground ball to short. Brian Marquardt will pick it up. Oh, and he throws it by his second baseman into right field. Mathias will dig for third. Hogan goes to second. And Ben Johnson, for whatever reason, was slow getting to second base, and when Brian Marquardt threw it, Mathias was sliding in already, and Ben Johnson couldn't get to the bag.
That would have been a close play if he'd even been a good throw, right?
Yeah.
I think it would have been.
So an error on the shortstop, Marquardt. Hogan goes to second, Mathias to third. And with two outs, here's Matt Geislinger. Geislinger takes the first pitch from Zach Wallner. Low for a ball, 1-0. Watkins with five hits in the ball game. And Wallner ready on the mound again. Mathias leads from third. We do have some throwing going on right now in the bullpen for Kimball. The ball got away from them in the bullpen. Matt Geislinger at the plate to count one ball, no strikes. And Zach Wallner's pitch inside again. 2-0.
Almost looked like Michael Hoffman, number 12. It's a little bit dirt down there, but not sure. We'll get it.
We'll get it. Two balls, no strikes, the count to Matt. Zach Wallner ready. And his pitch inside again, and 3-0. On deck, Brendan Afton. 3-0 to count. Matt Geislinger. What's he done tonight? Base hit in the first and struck out in the third. There's a strike called, and 3-1 to Matt.
Pitching the wheel of the game, too.
Yes, he is. Yeah, six strikeouts through three. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch. Here's a chopper to second. Ben Johnson got it over to first. 4-3 in the putout, and that'll end the Clippers' fourth inning. The run's on a hit, one error, and two left on base. After three and a half, it's Watkins 3, Kimball nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KAFN.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers for 40 years, Virgil's Vigorina Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431. Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming. The Grill at Trapper's Pub and Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night. Wednesday, it's $6 burger baskets. And Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
There aren't many people here.
All right, we're ready to go here. Bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0. 3-0 for Watkins. Here's Scott Marquardt. He'll lead it off, followed by Adam Beyer and Ben Johnson. Here in the fourth inning, facing Matt Geislinger. Matt with six strikeouts so far. Matt has not given up a hit yet. And a swing and a miss by Scott Marquardt, and 0-1. No balls. And there's a strike. 1-1 to count. 1-1 to Marquardt. Scott struck out. First at bat. And the pitch. outside a ball and 2-1. 2-1 the count. There's a strike called and 2-2.
How did they do during the season, Watkins and Kimball? Do you remember?
You know, I believe it was Kimball that beat Watkins during the season.
Okay.
It looks like Matt Dingman getting loose too, Don, down in the bullpen. He's currently in the left field, is it? Where is Matt? Yeah, left field.
Right there.
Marquardt, he leads off the fourth inning with a base hit.
Actually, right field.
In right field.
First hit for Kimball.
And it'll bring Adam Beyer to the plate. Well, we know Kimball didn't get the number one seed by not being a good team. This team can hit.
Absolutely not.
You get your sluggers like Adam Beyer, who has had a really good tournament so far. Ben Johnson. Matt Geislinger knows he's got to pitch very carefully to those guys. And the pitch called strike to Adam Beyer in 0-1. Balls, one strike. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Watkins. No runs, one hit, and one error for Kimball. Beyer will take low and inside, and the count 1-1. Ball, one strike. At infield for Watkins, playing pretty much straight away. Ashton is holding the base runners, Marquardt. And Beyer, who did he have a home run cut there? And a swing and a miss, strike two, 1-2.
I don't know if he'd hit that, would have went over that evergreen tree.
Yeah, I think it would have. One ball, two strikes. Geislinger set from the stretch. And he comes home, missing outside, throw to first. Hogan throw back safely, Scott Marquardt. So two balls, two strikes.
Have a little conversation at first base over there. Scott's going, what are you trying to do here?
2-2 the count. Matt Geislinger pitching here in the fourth inning. Nobody out. And Adam Beyer swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Adam walked in his first at-bat, goes down on strikes in this at-bat, and it'll bring Ben Johnson to the plate. Ben got a lot of breaking balls in that first at-bat.
He did.
Swinging over the top of them.
Good fastball by Matt Geislinger there to get Adam Beyer.
Designated hitter, Joe Penneritz on deck. One out, one on. Matt Geislinger ready again. And his pitch to Johnson, the fastball, a called strike in 0-1. A lot of fans here in the stands tonight enjoying the ball game with a hamburger or a hot dog that they get from the concession stand.
Wrapped up in their blankets.
Ooh, they're oh so good here at El Rosa. Johnson will take outside a ball. And 1-1, yeah. A lot of blankets. We talked about them earlier, but there are a lot of blankets out. It's the bottom of the fourth. Geislinger ready. Marquardt his lead at first. And the 1-1 pitch. There's strike two called to Ben Johnson. And one ball, two strikes.
Ben Johnson won a time on that before the pitch was there because I seen his bat come off the hand and he couldn't get it back on time.
Looking back at the umpire after that all happened. And ball and two strikes. Geislinger's pitch outside and 2-2. A breeze still blowing from right to left. I don't know, it seems like it died down a little bit, but
feels good.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Scott Marquardt the lead at first. And the pitch. Ben Johnson a ground ball to second. Block's going to have to hustle with this. He'd throw to first in time to get Ben Johnson, and Scott Marquardt goes to second. That was in the hole between first and second, and that was Block's only play.
Yes, it was. Good hustle by Ben Johnson down the line there. Made that a very close play. tough play for the second baseman to come back this far over here to get that ball and get a good throw off to first base. I thought it was headed for the hole.
Yeah, I did too. Joe Penrith, the designated hitter at the plate. Penrith bounced back to Geislinger on the mound and is only at bat. And a box called on Matt Geislinger. As Scott Marquardt was trying to distract him over at second, and I think he did enough. Matt Geislinger even acknowledges it. He said, "That's my bad." And that's something, Don. I mean, your team's leading 3-0, right? And it's like Scott Marquardt's probably not going to go anywhere from second. So just pitch your game. Yeah.
Got two outs here. We're kind of hitter.
You bet.
I agree.
Now Scott's over at third base, 90 feet away, a pass ball could score him. First pitch called strike to Joe Penrith, an 0-1. Hogan throws down that sign and the pitch. Penrith will foul it to the backstop, and he's in a hole, 0-2. Cade Marquardt on deck. Balls, two strikes. Two outs. The Express have a base runner at third. 3-0 Watkins, and Penrith loops this one foul down the right field line and out of play. We are situated above the first base dugout, this press box.
Here in Del Rosa.
Oh, it's an awesome view. Penrith's already in the box. Geislinger's pitch. And another pop-up, almost identical spot, foul and out of play. Not even close to your car.
I don't think so.
No. No.
Water might have splashed on it, but
0-2 the count. Randy and Don with you tonight. As we near the 10 o'clock hour, we'll get a station ID after we break for this half inning, and the pitch to Penrith inside a ball in 1-2. Is Renoska producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. And we got to thank Mary Heinen for putting all those stats together for us tonight. We'll have stats tomorrow, too, of the players and how they've done in the tournament thus far. She put a few hours into typing that. There's another foul and out of play. That baseball, the count 1-2.
Almost had to make my own dinner the other day.
It'd be good for you once. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Scotty Marquardt takes the lead at third, and the pitch to Penrith inside for a ball and 2-2.
Matt kind of keeps that form of his follow-through without moving and kind of gives that umpire a little bit of a stare-down.
Yep.
He doesn't move with his form once it's finished.
Two balls, two strikes. The left-hander delivers, and Penrith takes the ball inside, and the count full at 3-2. Some very close pitches. It's definitely brought this crowd maybe to their straight up and down form now, sitting in their seats rather than huddled under a blanket. Yeah. The count full, 3-2. Penrith drives it to right center field. Going hard and over his head, over Kramer's head. That's going to stop in the grass. It'll score Scott Marquardt, and it's 3-1. Joe Penrith gets himself a double. Wow, that just shows you how wet this turf is, Don. That went over Dustin Kramer's head. It took one bounce and it stopped.
Look where he dove out there. He's fixing his divots out there. So, only a mat right there. I don't think he really cared for that too much. I think he thought he had him struck out on two previous pitches.
I agree. Yes. 3-1 here in the fourth. Watkins leads. And it'll bring Cade Marquardt to the plate. Cade lined out to Brendan Ashton. He ripped it back in the second inning. He bats here in the fourth with a runner at second. And Marquardt takes a strike called and 0-1. That's got a few oohs and ahs from the crowd, and rightfully so. That pitch missed pretty low. The ball's one strike, two outs. and Matt Geislinger looking back to second. Here's Marquardt. He'll drive it to right center field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Cade Marquardt digging for two. Here's the throw, not in time, and it's 3-2. That is so strange to watch a ball hit the grass. It
just stop.
Yeah.
So the middle of that order.
Middle of the order gets some run support for Kimball, and up to the plate, Brian Marquardt. Joe Penrith scores. Cade Marquardt ends up on second with a double, back-to-back doubles. And Matt Geislinger delivers to Brian Marquardt. That's a strike called in 0-1.
I was just saying that Kimball can come back with the bats that they have in this lineup. And
yes, they can.
They are proving it. You didn't win a state tournament with quiet bats, do you?
No. No, you are correct. Watkins had a three spot in the third. Kimball comes back with two of their own in the fourth. And they're not done yet. One on and two outs. Matt Dingman on deck. Geislinger ready. And the left-hander's pitch. Inside of ball. Boy, he's not getting that call on that inside corner.
Boy, he is not anymore.
Matt puts his hand on his hip. A little frustration there. I think maybe the first frustration I've seen out of him has been more so just staring down at the ump. Two balls and a strike. And Brian Marquardt folds it back and out of play in the count 2-2.
So at that point, as a hitter, he's not getting that inside corner right now, so you get really picky as a hitter? Or do you trust yourself just to keep taking it?
Yeah.
I think eventually that's going to come back. Isn't
that's
it?
True. Yeah, I agree. That's going to come back. Two outs, two strikes. A pitch by Geislinger, and Brian Marquardt singles to right field. This is going to fall in front of Kramer. Cade Marquardt coming home. The throw is high. Matt Geislinger backing it up. His throw to second, not in time. And we are tied 3-3 on the RBI single by Brian Marquardt.
Boy, just picking a bat fell here at the bottom of the order and getting base hits and driving in these runs. Like you said, Randy, that ball, the outfielders don't really know how to approach it on the ball hit in front of them. They kind of stop and wonder which way it's going to go, or if it's just going to stay where it's at, and it just absolutely dies.
It fell in front of Dustin Kramer out in right field, and one may wonder, how did Cade Marquardt score on that little bloop? But he had a good angle on it. He could see it was going to drop in, so he took off.
And two outs.
And two outs, right. That'll bring Matt Dingman to the plate. Kimball has tied it up here, and Matt Dingman grounds to second. Block has it over to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll end the fourth for Kimball. They scored three runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. There were no errors and one left on base. We played four here in El Rosa. Our score, Watkins 3, Kimball 3. We'll be back in a minute on KASN.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6, and if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Zach Wallner got a little run support there in the bottom of the fourth inning, and we head to the top of the fifth inning, a tie game, 3-3. Brendan Ashton will lead it up. Heath Kramer and Carter Block to follow. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Clippers. Three runs, four hits, and an error for the Express. Zach Wallner's pitch, and the ball outside to count 1-1, or 1-0. We have seen a couple men throw already down in the Express bullpen.
Seeing the activity right now.
Here's a ground ball over to first. Foul, and the count at a ball and a strike to Brendan Ashton. Brendan, so far tonight, is 1-for-2. He had a two-run homer in the third. Watkins with a couple home runs tonight. And Ashton pops this one up foul. It's going to go out of play.
Leo's going to get some business on that one.
And the count at a ball and two strikes. I don't think that went too far.
That might be mine. So if you see a blue Taurus, Leo, that's probably mine.
There's strike three called, and Brendan Ashton gets caught looking. First out here in the fifth inning for the Clippers, and Heath Kramer to the plate. Heath Kramer so far tonight, 1-for-2, a strikeout, and a base hit in his last at bat. And Kramer pops this one up over by first. Adam Beyer by the fence, and that's going to go foul.
I think there's some muddy baseballs coming back.
I think so, too. Yeah. Well, one strike. Kramer taps this one off the plate. A swinging bunt here, and I think he's going to probably beat it out. Yes, he will. A swinging bunt single for Heath Kramer. Pitcher Wallner making the throw to first, but that's all he was going to do. That ball was perfectly placed down the line.
Zach stopped over there by the third base line, and he lost his footing with his right foot there, and he had nothing on the throw then.
Not much he can do as an infielder.
Nope.
That'll bring Carter Block to the plate. Carter so far tonight, 1-for-2. He had a base hit in his last at bat. Kramer with two hits, and Block drills this to second. Johnson flips to short for one, the relay to first. That's a 4-6-3 double play, and that'll end the Clippers' fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 4.5. Watkins 3, Kimball 3. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to insuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C baseball tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.